G'day and welcome to the FIFO podcast. I'm Paul Smith, the founder of Freedom in Finding Ourselves, and this podcast is all about FIFO, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The aim is to share a message with you from men and women that have struggled and overcome their own FIFO battles. I hope through this you can realise you're not alone and you can learn from others how they went on to turning their life around and leaving the industry, and also those that have implemented some key structures and strategies to make sure the FIFO lifestyle works for them. Welcome to episode 4 of the podcast, and today we're talking with Sam Parker. Sam is a dad, a husband, and a chiropractor from the sunny coast of Australia. He's also the founder of Grab Life by the Balls movement, a movement that is showing that through mateship that we can connect and we can be better people, and sometimes mateship is all we need. Sit back and enjoy the listen, guys. Well, g'day, Sam. It's awesome to have you on for a chat, mate. And just give us a little bit about your background and who you are and where you're from and what's Grab Life by the Balls all about?
Yeah, cool. Thanks for having me on, mate. Stoked to be asked to be on here. So grew up in country New South Wales, chasing a cricket dream. Went to boarding school. I grew up in a country town called Leeton, but I mentioned Leeton. And then spent about 10 years or so in Melbourne chasing a cricket dream, finishing off school, and then realising that probably wasn't my path and wanted to help people. So got into chiropractic and that's why I've got grey hair. So it was about 5 or 6 years of uni, so that was fun. And moved up to the Sunshine Coast and then had sort of let cricket go and wasn't playing cricket or anything, but noticed, wasn't a lot of bro time, a lot of mate time. A lot of blokey time. There was a lot of women that we connected with up here, and as our network grew, I was like, "Oh, there's something that's needed for guys." I feel like if I've sort of struggled when we moved up trying to find some good male friends, and then fast forward a few years, being a new dad and Jackson not sleeping and a few other things, I probably got to my lowest point and kind of questioned everything. And even to the point of what Jacko would be like without a dad. And I was kind of scared the shit out of myself there, and gave me a bit more purpose around what we're doing. So Grab Life by the Balls has been going for almost 3 years. So it started out as a very impromptu burger night with a few mates. It was accidental, where the idea came from, it was accidental. And then a month later, I was like, we better make this an official thing rather than just me and my mates, why don't we invite a few other randoms around, and it's grown from there. So with the impact of becoming a new dad and questioning myself and who I was and what I was doing and why I was doing it, and then looking at the men's mental health stats and then understanding a few of my mates were under a bit of pressure, it's like, holy shit, this is a really big issue that I'm going to do something about. And the way that we do things is pretty Aussie. It's pretty laid back. It's very cruisy. It's not too intense. It's just about guys giving guys time to connect around mateship, and then things change from there. And it's I think the key point in some of the questions you asked me before we started was time. What the number one thing is to give yourself some time, because that creates an opportunity for something else to happen, or to top up your own oxygen mask. And that's what we kind of do. We have events where we have a burger or have a chin wag or have a coffee or all of those rolled into one, and just hang out and have a chat and go from there.
So it's evolved, and it's an awesome concept that you do, because I know I'm new to the sunny coast as well. I've been down to a couple of your events as much as I can, and just meeting new people, it's something that's, it's pretty important. And as a bloke, we crave connection, and we understand that without that, we can just be the dad, we can just be the husband or the partner, and we sort of get stuck of actually losing our identity. So it's awesome to see. And what have you noticed in some of the guys that have been coming along now? Speaking from experience, seeing the Maroochydore or the Mooloolaba one that you've been doing, and seeing that the broad range of different men that are actually getting there, and you know, from young guys, of the time I was there, there was a couple of the sons of kids there, and obviously your son goes along, Jacko. But tell us a bit about the dynamics of the people that you're drawing into these things.
Anyone and everyone, just about. The We do encourage women and kids to come along to our morning breakfast and stuff, particularly the one at Moolbar, just so, you know, so guys can actually have an excuse to come along and have got an easy way out if they need it. try and keep it easy. But yeah, it's a vaster, different guys from different backgrounds, different ages, different socioeconomic status. It's just quite broad, but everyone, it's like a melting pot. Yeah. Everyone sort of comes together and has a good chat and gets along really well. Very friendly and very open. And yeah, there's guys there that are have a bit of shit going on, and that may include a diagnosis or a label or however you use your language around that. There's guys there that are just probably a little bit isolated, and there's guys that just want to come along and hang out with a few other guys. Like, it's, you know, conversations vary. They go from the footy and the weather and the coffee to, you know, deeper meaningful conversations. So yeah, it's a broad range and a big melting pot of who knows what.
And that's the beauty of it, because there is absolutely no judgment in whoever turns up, and whatever they feel comfortable in talking about, they talk about. And as you say, it's not necessarily bringing that awareness. It is just bringing that mateship and camaraderie around being able to just to vent sometimes. And that's, some people don't have anyone to talk to even about the footy scores. Some people don't have anyone to talk to that will understand if they're going through a bit of a shit time. So it's great to see that. And you've taken that now into other things. You've obviously branched Grab Life by the Balls into various other states and various other communities. Tell us a bit about that and how it's being received around there.
It seems to be going pretty well. I think it took us a good couple of years of doing things on the coast before we sort of started getting some traction. I think I'm a bit better at communicating the message and what we're about, and mateship seems to be the key word, and trying to differentiate ourselves you know, with that proactive and positive approach to mental health rather than just a therapy or a diagnosis or patching up something that's wrong. Actually, maybe you're starting there, but moving forward, connection is really good as part of well-being and being your best self, essentially. And the other place is going pretty well. We've got stuff happening in Sydney and Newcastle, Port Stephens and Toowoomba. There's a few other locations in the wind, it seems to be going pretty well. It just takes time. I think we try to make it simple so it's easily accessible to guys, but even guys still think that there's something weird or something odd going on about a bunch of guys catching up that don't know each other. Yeah. But as that grows and the message gets out there, the media always has been quite helpful with that, getting the message out more, but we just keep chipping away, and then guys realize that it's actually pretty good for them and it's pretty low key, and they keep coming back.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And obviously this is all talking FIFO, and you've been able to manage to get into some of the mines now. I know up in Murrumbar and the likes of those places where there is that isolated feeling, and it's a place that I've been myself and worked and lived there for 18 months of my life, and I know that it can be a tough place to go to, not just that particular environment, but all sorts of mining camps around Australia and around the world. So how's it being received into the mining camp, into the big Bravo, you know, no flies on me sort of area sometimes, that nothing's ever a problem, I'm too tough to be able to worry about that shit?
Yeah, well, there's it's generally well received. The program that we've been running, I suppose we call it Happier in High Viz, essentially, and it's pretty laid back and low key, and more about giving guys some awareness, or some, you know, just to drop a few seeds for them to pick up and change their thoughts and have a look at things themselves, but then make that fit their own life. We're not telling them how to live their life, it's just giving them a bit more understanding about who they are and what they're doing and why they're doing it, and it's again leaving space for them to transform with that. So yeah, it's quite well received, although there is, from time to time, you get the guys that see you come, and I wear a light blue high vis, so it's different to everyone on site. And there's people that'll sort of turn around and walk the other way and things like that, even though my background's a chiropractor, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not there to psychoanalyze them or something.
Yeah.
But it's generally well received, and it's interesting. Hey, like I was probably shitting myself the first time I delivered it, you know, all these big and macho blokes on site and all that sort of stuff. And like you said, like we all crave that connection. We all crave to aspire to that next level. And I think we're all a bit softer and gooey on the inside too. Like once you have a conversation, and my story that I can go into a little bit more depth, and then some stats around that sort of stuff, it starts to, guys just sort of click with that, and that makes it relatable, and that's enough for them to start sort of opening up, or even just acknowledging and saying g'day is pretty good. But they're all guys, they all do different things, they're all doing the best that they can, and I think most people are good people anyway, so it's been quite well done.
Yeah,
that's a long way to answer a question. I feel like a poly these days.
No, mate, it's keeping it basic and simple, isn't it? And that message is, and at the end of the day, all these guys on site, and you know, I've been in that industry a long time now, and I know that once you crack a bloke, he's generally the bottom lip quivers, and all of a sudden there's some stuff coming out that you never expected, and everyone's got it going on, no matter what shape or form it might be. Some hide it better than others, and it's the ones that hide it are the ones that are the worry sometimes. So it is an important message that you're sharing with everyone, and especially into those FIFO camps. And if people can get that message and just unload a little bit of that, it takes that added stress off of having to bottle it up, because you know, you probably know only too well as I do that once you bottle it up, you're hiding something, and you know, it's always that looking over your shoulder sort of thing. It's like, fuck, I don't want it, but I don't know how to unload it.
Yeah.
So it's a tough situation to be in sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and mining sites are pretty interesting too, because it sort of highlights or exacerbates different parts of who we are or what's going on for us. And essentially, I'm sure there's a few people that love getting into mining and love doing their thing, and I've met a few of those sort of people, but generally speaking, everyone's there pretty much for the money. And that's a really interesting philosophy to have. If that's the basis of your why, it needs to probably go a little bit deeper, because money's great and does help a lot of things, and we'd all like more of it, I think, most people, if we had a conversation about it. But actually doesn't actually improve your well-being or your happiness as much as you think it does past a certain point, which is roughly around $100,000 Aussie, I'd imagine, these days. I haven't seen recent stats, but it's about $75,000 US 6 or 7 years ago was sort of the happiness factor with salary. And then after that, wealth and happiness diverge. So it's quite an interesting spot to be in, where people are essentially there for the money, and getting clear on actually why they're there beyond the money is probably a key thing. That would be the takeaway that we talked about earlier.
And it's funny you say that, because if people in the mining industry and in this fly-in, fly-out, let's say their salary's anywhere, it's 100K plus easily, they need to understand too, even if it's the top 10% of wealth in Australia, they are in that bracket, yet they are some of the unhappiest, grumpiest pricks you'll ever meet. But they get into it for the dollar figure, because they think they're going to set their family up, yet lots of times it leads to divorce and separation, and then it's costing them and they can't leave, which is where the golden handcuffs come from. Mm-hmm. They can't leave that environment because they can't afford to pay the child support, pay their mortgage, pay their ex-missus mortgage, and actually have a life outside of FIFO. So it's a whole thing. And I talk about a lot with the guys I speak to, is if you don't go there with a structure and a specific plan to make it work, then you're setting yourself up for fail, and you shouldn't be there to start with. So it's interesting your aspect and your take on it coming in and keeping that mateship alive. And there isn't that in those camp environments. There's the clicks, as you might have seen around the wet mess or around the gym or around the food hall, but that intermingling, you know, you're sort of in or you're out, and that can lead to little issues on site as well. It's a tough one to manage sometimes.
Yeah, I reckon it would be. And I think that, you know, part of that plan and that structure is understanding why you're there in the first place.
Yeah.
And getting clear on that. Like I go out there for not even 3 days and I'm ready to come home. Hey, I really enjoy my time and I love going out there. I love connecting with all the guys out there and the women, and love the environment. There's a couple of sites that have got some really great culture already. But yeah, I can't wait to get back home. But I'm clear on why I'm there and what I'm doing it for. And sometimes you just need to bring it back. Like we automatically assume, I think as men in Australia, we automatically assume that making a heap of cash is like is almost our purpose and our identity, because that means that we pay for a house. That means we pay for overseas holidays. That means the missus probably doesn't have to work and she's a bit happier because she doesn't have to work. You know, that you're providing for the kids and et cetera, et cetera. I think we wear it as a badge of honour, making a lot of money, but it's not necessarily our number one underlying motivation.
Mm, that's very true. And there's two sides to that FIFO life, and it is the wife at home with the kids, which has probably got it harder than the blokes on site. They may not realise that sometimes. That can go either way, depending on where you are and what you're doing. But coming in and disrupting that when you come home too, and I think Grab Life by the Balls is a perfect thing for those FIFO guys. When you come back, you might only get that, you know, 4 days off or 10 days off or whatever it might be, depending, to be able to get out and into that community and just get into a bit of a group, have a chat, unwind, feel like you've had some me time, as you say, and
yeah,
a good way to keep that balance.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like, and you know, if you're working 12 plus hours a day, there's not really a lot of time. Once you get up and, you know, have brekkie, make your lunch, work, come home, come back to the site and have dinner and maybe do a workout or whatever, it's kind of like there's not much time. Like, you still need some time to recalibrate, even though you're being away from the family unit. You still need some time. And, you know, what's better than bacon and eggs down at Maroolba every Friday morning?
Well, I see the photos pop up on Facebook every week, and it's definitely a place that I'd rather be some Friday mornings, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty good, eh?
So with Grab Life by the Balls in the other communities, you talked about Newcastle, Port Stephens, Sydney, and that. Is there some sort of collective that you're looking at doing with all of these at some stage?
Oh, yeah, good leading question. Yeah, absolutely. So the idea is that we have – it'd be great. I think mateships a key thing in our culture, particularly with men and our busy culture that we've adapted to these days, and we're, again, essentially for the money. I think this idea in my head, it kind of works no matter where it is in Australia and potentially overseas. We've got someone in Canada who's keen to start something. But ideally, we have these grassroots, we call them grassroots locations across Australia, and to build up that mateship and have a bit more community around us, because guys, like you said, really crave it. But the bigger than that is that the stats around men's mental health in Australia and men's health, I think are pretty un-Australian. And, you know, where do guys connect, Paul? Where do they hang out? Usually if you're on a Saturday night and you're back from work and you go out for dinner and you go around to your mate's place, where are the guys standing?
Yeah, by the barbecue.
By the barbie. So unfortunately, Australia has no world records to do with barbecues either. So we would like to change both of those horrific stats, and we're going to, next year, 2020, we're going to launch our Australia's Biggest Barbecue, and 2021 will probably be a bit more of a national campaign rather than the first year, around guys getting around a barbie. It's where guys chat and have a chin wag and shoot the shit, which is also actually what all the research is saying is actually really good for our mental health and our well-being. So creating a conversation that's so Aussie, that's so relatable, that is non-judgmental about men being men as well, and changing those stats by hanging out and having a sanger, sausage sanger. Hey, what could be better? And the beauty of having some stuff in the grassroots is that it's not just one day. Then when we have this big barbecue, it's not just a national awareness campaign that's one day and bang, it's gone. It's actually, hold on, there's Sully's over in Perth, we got Nick down in Melbourne, etc., etc.
Yeah.
You know, these guys, there's continuing that conversation and changing that. Mate, it'd be great to change that whole culture and bring back a little bit of Aussie mateship, because it's so good for us.
I can see you hijacking Australia Day, mate.
Well, we thought about that. We did think about that. It's a bit controversial these days. So yeah, we've got a date in mind. And
Mateship Day, it's not Australia Day.
Well, they're going for mate, weren't they, with May 8th, but it's not necessarily the best weather for a barbecue around May 8th. So, and with Jacko's birthday's on the 7th, so I could get shot if I'm not around for his birthday. So,
yeah.
It's a little under 12 months away, let's just say that.
You'd be mindful of the planning peas, don't you?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, mate, it's awesome to see what you're doing. So where do blokes find you to get involved? What's the best way to get in contact if someone out there is listening and wants to somewhat share some sponsorship or, you know, take this to another level and help you out and get in contact?
Yeah, all the anyway, the website's a little bit outdated, but it still is practical. It still works. So if you leave me a message on any of that sort of stuff, which is grablifebytheballs.com.au, and then it's grablifebytheballs is on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Facebook's probably the best one. If you any of those platforms, you send me a message or send us a message, it's 99.95% of the time it's me, and I can get back to you as soon as I can. But yeah, happy to have a conversation. It's all about, someone asked me my marketing plan the other day, and I was like, I don't really have one. I just meet people, and then inevitably someone knows someone or something just falls into place. And that's, you know, it's essentially, it's all built around mateship. We just keep having good conversations with good people such as yourself and just see what happens.
And that's the beauty of it, mate. There's always someone out there that knows someone, and whether it's to have a conversation around mateship, it's to help out and bring awareness to something. It's, if we don't have the conversations, then the next bloke may not know, and it may be just the conversation the next bloke knows, so is needing. So Sammy, yeah. Parker, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm gonna let you go.
Thanks for having me on, mate.
I'm gonna let you go and enjoy your Sunday, because I know you've taken your time out of your day, and we'll put this up on the podcast, mate. We'll share some links across the forums that I'm involved in, and yeah, hopefully someone can jump on and have a good chat to you and see if they can help you out, buddy.
Yeah, awesome, mate. Thank you very much for having me on, and good on you for just grabbing it by the balls and a week ago just going, oh, I'll do a podcast. I mean, I think that's awesome. Good on you.
It's all part of the fun, isn't it?
Absolutely.
See you, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
Well, thanks for tuning in today, guys, and I hope you did get some value from that today. Hope you enjoyed the story that you may have just heard. And if you did get some value, I'd appreciate and be very grateful if you could like and share this podcast with other people, because there might be someone out there that might be struggling today that just needs to hear the story from someone else, to realize that they're not alone, to realize that there is hope, and to realize that you can overcome the very struggles you might be dealing with now. So until next time, stay safe, take care. I'm Paul, the founder of Freedom in Finding Ourselves, and you can always find me over at LinkedIn, or on Facebook at Mental Freedom, or you can email me at paul@freedominfindingourselves.com. Stay safe. Take care.